Say to them that I am proud as a father. You associate pride usually in a negative sense, and I have taught you against pride. But the pride that I'm speaking of is one that holds in great regards those that have taken my words, hid them in their heart, that they might not sin against me, saith the Spirit of grace. And I, as your Father, speak unto you that in the world you'll have tribulation, but know this, I have come to give you my peace. My peace I give unto you, not as the world gives, give I unto you. For in these final hours, you will rejoice and weep. You will rejoice and weep, but you'll rejoice. Your rejoicing shall far outweigh your weeping. For that which is coming, part of it is ordained of me. For I am changing the course. I am causing my church to stand up in these last hours. Be strong, be vigilant. Keep your lamps trimmed and burning. Take a lesson from the five wise virgins. Do not sleep. Do not be asleep in this final hour. Ask me to wake you up, the Spirit of grace. Those places in your life that have slumbered for such a long time. Excuses that have been given. Ask me to come and awaken. To awaken those places is to awaken your conscience. For where the conscience is seared, I will awaken it. For the conscience has been put to sleep, I will awaken it. That you could bring forth in this final hour unto me that which I'm asking. For I'm asking you to be a glorious bride without spot, without blemish. And when I come, that I can receive of you the fruit of the earth. Those things that I have desired, I will have, saith the Spirit of grace.